With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The State of the Union offers President Trump a big stage tonight during a midterm election year.
The president plans to highlight his achievements over the past year, including a more secure southern border and passage of major tax cut legislation. He'll also be laying out his agenda for the year ahead as Republicans will try to buck the historical pattern of the president's party losing House seats in the midterms, a trend that has persisted for eight decades.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Tonight's Democratic response will be delivered by Virginia's newly elected Governor Abigail Spanberger. It's been 4 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and there's no sign that hostilities will cease anytime soon. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte marked the war's anniversary by affirming the West's defense of Ukraine.
This war is about a sovereign people's right to choose its own path. It is about freedom, yours and ours. That remains true today. NATO stood with Ukraine from the beginning. We stand with you today, and we will stand with you throughout the challenges ahead.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country has withstood the onslaught by Russia's bigger and better equipped army. He added that Russian President Vladimir Putin has not achieved his goals. Millions across the northeastern United States contended with treks to school and work as they dug out from a major storm that blanketed the region with snow, canceled flights, disrupted transit, and downed power lines. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 370 points. This is SRN News. Pastors and Christian activists are gearing up for a national scripture reading movement this April called America Reads the Bible. It was created by Bunny Pounds, founder of the group Christians Engaged, who spoke with Lori Tredup of SRN News.
Well, we believe this will be the largest Bible reading event in U.S. history with the backdrop of the 250th birthday. The goal was to get Christian leaders from all spheres of influence to remind the American people that their source is the Bible. It will start April 18 with an opening celebration with cabinet members of Congress. They will be calling the nation to repentance and back to the Bible from the World Stage Theater of the Museum of the Bible. Franklin Graham will start with a welcome and end with a gospel presentation at the end of the book of Revelation.
More information can be found at the website AmericaReadsTheBible.com. That's AmericaReadsTheBible.com. This is SRN News. A divided Supreme Court on Tuesday ruled that Americans can't sue the U.S. Postal Service even when an employee deliberately refuses to deliver mail, correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
By a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled against a Texas landlord who alleged her mail was intentionally withheld for 2 years. The landlord is black and claims racial prejudice played a role in the postal employee's actions. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in his majority opinions that the federal law generally shields the Postal Service from lawsuits over missing, lost, and undelivered mail, includes the intentional non-delivery of mail. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote the dissenting opinion, saying the decision not to deliver mail was driven by malicious reasons. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.